Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Nico.
Nico, hello. My question is, how do students survive while in law school? I know the message here is go to law school for free, but even so, how do students afford housing and food and every other cost that may come up? Do most students save money up before going, or do the summer clerkships, internships pay enough for them to sustain themselves? Hope to hear back from you soon with gratitude and respect.
I mean, rich kids get sponsored by their family. Mm-hmm. People who have been out in the working world for a while might have saved up some money, or they might have a spouse who's working. Yeah. But the ones that really make me afraid are, you know, especially the black and brown and first generation applicants who think that they're getting into like the gravy train when they apply to law school, because not only do they borrow tuition, but they also borrow living expenses for the entire 3 years of law school. I mean, that's just part of the total cost of attendance. They give you an estimated, based on your zip code or whatever, zip code of the school, probably, they then estimate a cost of living. And that's all part of your loan package, which they call, annoyingly, they call it financial aid, right? But really what it is a huge ass loan.
Yeah.
And that's how people end up, you know, the tuition might be $60,000 a year, but they borrow $90,000 a year and graduate with $300,000 of debt because they were paying their rent and their car payment and their car insurance and their grocery bill and clothes and internet and phone and everything from their student loans.
Yeah. I mean, this is why we're so adamant about telling people to go for free, because even when you go for free, you still have substantial costs. You have the cost of living, you have your time. Going for free is the bare minimum. It's the requirement, but it doesn't mean you now are like totally in the clear.
There are not always, but sometimes there are lucrative summer opportunities. There are clerkships and internships at big law firms that can pay a lot of money. Although even that dries up sometimes, you know, when we
and
go into recessions.
After your first year, it's after, right? So you're not getting that money for the first year.
It's two summers. It's your first and second summer. So it's the summers in between your years of law school. And yeah, you could make law firm salaries for 10 weeks during the summer. It's a total of 20 weeks worth of law firm salaries. You know, if a law firm salary is over $100,000, then yeah, you know, maybe you're making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 combined from these two summers. And that certainly does help. But again, that's only available to people who are going on the big law route. Like you have to have gone to a school that hires big law. You have to have done well enough during your first year to get those on-campus interviews so that you can go get those first year, second year internships. And even those dry up in a recession, which we are arguably heading into a recession right now. I mean, we just jacked up interest rates a whole bunch of times. They're trying to slow down the economy. That has a way of causing a recession. And, you know, if we get to that point, I mean, we know tech firms are laying people off, right? Well, in previous recessions, we've seen tech firms lay a bunch of people off. Law firms then end up following 3 years later.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, 4 years later, the law firm recession kind of follows the overall economy recession. So it's totally possible that you could end up in law school during a time where summers just don't get paid. Because why would they? They're laying off first, second year associates. Why the hell would they bring in summers to pay them? You know, you'll be begging for you'll be begging for an unpaid internship. That's how it was when I was in law school.
Yeah.
So who knows, Nick? Be careful. Don't pay tuition. Maybe save up some money so you don't have to borrow so much money for housing and food and all those other things.
Yeah. And watch out for the fees too, because you can get a full ride and some schools are charging you $5,000 in fees. That's not unreasonable. That's fairly common. Most schools, it's a few hundred dollars, maybe $1,000. But yep. still, that's a big chunk of change just to turn around and think, oh, wait, I got a full ride. Yeah, but you got to pay us these fees.
Yep.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.